Badger helped fuel what some call the arsenal of democracy for three wars, from World War II through Vietnam. But most of the plant's many production buildings have been torn down in the last few years. A sizable exception is here at some concrete bunkers near the center of the 7,200-acre Badger site. DNR property manager Ryder Will told the DNR board and about 30 local citizens that nitroglycerin was used and made in the partially buried bunkers.
To protect the infrastructure and the other workers, if there were to be an accident or an explosion in one, the idea behind burying them in like this was to confine that explosion and that damage to that one particular area.
DNR upper managers recently lit a fuse under a land use issue at Badger as the agency works on a master plan for the roughly 3,400 acres the DNR is expected to take over once soil cleanup work is completed. The DNR says one option that it's considering is to add a shooting range and ATV track on part of the planned Sauk Prairie Recreation Area. Scott Gunderson is DNR Assistant Deputy Secretary and a Scott Walker appointee. Gunderson says there's a need for ATV trails in southern Wisconsin and for a shooting range on public land.
We know that more firearms and ammo's being sold here in the last 5 years than ever in the history of this country. So I think it's important to have just safe, accessible places for our citizens to be able to go and exercise their recreational rights to shoot a firearm.
But Gunderson's view appears to be running into more opposition, including from some hunters. Don Hamas of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation says his group has recently gone on record against the shooting range and ATVs.
It's a very important location for migrating songbirds and also for nesting and breeding purposes. And so when you put all of that together, it's just really inappropriate.
Democratic State Senator John Urbanbach represents the area around Badger. He says he hopes the DNR board realizes that firing guns and allowing buzzing ATVs would go against a land division deal for Badger reached a dozen years ago.
I think the board has a responsibility to first work from the agreement that we've had from a while ago, which is only low impact, which does not include a shooting range or ATV trails, which under, I think, any definition of the word impact would be considered high impact.
And it's that potential high impact on the land that has relaunched what has been a 25-year debate at Badger over potential soil and water contamination from some of the old weapons chemicals. Joan Kenny, representing the Army, told the DNR board the contaminants are almost under control.
And we've been doing environmental cleanup bit by bit, because like any elephant, you have to eat them bite by bite. And it's taken us 10 years, but we're almost done shooing.
Laura Olove, Citizens for Safe Water around Badger, says much of the land and water at or near the old plant appear to be cleaner. But she says the DNR may be underestimating the risk to public and animal health if ATVs start ripping up the ground.
The Army based their cleanup levels on the DNR's application to the National Park Services and those uses listed in that application. They were all low impact.
In the last few days, the USDA, which uses about 2,000 acres at Badger, has come out against the shooting range and ATVs. So have some local governments near the former plant. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.